These are performers from Music Fest Northwest. And what a weekend for kids' music it is. And I say kids advisedly and carefully, but young people doing amazing music things. Certainly tonight is the Festival Highlights concert at 7:30 at the Fox, that free concert. But then there are two simultaneous choral concerts going on too. The Spokane Area Youth Choirs at Westminster Congregational Church at 7, and the Crescendo Community Chorus, which is a youth choir, at St. Stephen's Church, also at 7. So all those things are going on tonight. Then thousands of our young musicians are going to be marching in a certain parade tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, there's two simultaneous things. Spokane British Brass Band has their Masters of Brass program with some amazing young brass soloists. And then the Spokane Youth Symphony has its final concert with concerto winners. The brass band is 3 o'clock at SFCC, and the Youth Symphony is 4 o'clock at the Fox. And then next week on Tuesday, Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. So a lot of great music making these folks are doing, including Adelina Prutenew, who is with us. She's a 13-year-old pianist, an eighth grader, and studies with Lydia Levchenko, has for us Timothy Brown's Dance of the Wind. Go ahead. There for us. She's a 13-year-old pianist who studies with Lydia Levchenko. That really dramatic piece, Dance of the Wind, by Timothy Brown. Performers from Music Fest Northwest that we're hearing. And welcome back, Melinda Wagstaff. Glad to see you here performing for us again. You've just finished your freshman year at the Eastman School of Music. Yes, okay. Well, we'll talk to you about that in a minute. She's a student here locally, has been, of Nancy Klingman, joined by the pianist Margarita Huber. And this is the song Home from what's...
No, it's Nancy Klingman.
Oh, Nancy. Oh, Nancy Klingman. Oh, okay. I just read what they say. That does look like Nancy Klingman at the piano. Okay. Thank you, Nancy. And this is a song called Home, and it's from the Alternative Phantom by Yeston. Let's hear it, and then we'll find out about it. This is the soprano medley, Melinda Wagstaff.
Tick and talk.
Melinda Wagstaff singing for us Home from the Alternative Phantom by Yeston. Now, did you have another song?
We have one if you have time.
We do. What do you got?
Lasciar Marti by Gasparini.
Okay, let's hear it. Songs done by Melinda Wagstaff. We were just hearing that one by Gasparini and previously the other one. Come over here for a minute, Melinda, and talk to me. Tell me about your first year in college.
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. So I'm at the Eastman School of Music, mm-hmm. and I study with Jan Opelok, and it's such a different experience because I didn't go to a performing arts high school, but it's a conservatory program, and so it's really great because every class I take is in some way involved with music, and it's really exciting.
And so coming from little old Spokane, have you felt over your head, or have you felt like you belong there?
I mean, I think when you're at a school like that, there's always a lot of pressure, and there are days where I definitely feel like I got in over my head, and I'm like, what am I doing here? But everybody there is also really supportive, and everybody back here is. So I feel like I belong there, but I'm definitely going to have to work to keep it up.
Great. Well, continue. And it's great to hear you. Thanks for coming back and singing.
Thank you.
Melinda Wagstaff, one of our frequent performers here on Music Fest Northwest. Okay. See, would you be Glory? Okay. This is Glory Bozhilov, close. She's a 14-year-old pianist, a seventh grader from Sandpoint, where she studies with Virginia Moody. And she has some Beethoven for us. This is the first movement of the Beethoven Sonata, Opus 2, Number 1. Pianist Glory Bozhilov. Thank you. Lori Beaujolais, a 14-year-old pianist from Sandpoint, who studies with Virginia Moody, playing the Beethoven Sonata, Opus 2, Number 1, the first movement. I want to talk about her teacher, Virginia Moody. Her son, Jason Moody, was one of the very first performers that ever played a broadcast from Music Fest Northwest on KPBX. So there's a little history and heritage going there. Okay, do you want to try a note or two? Are you going to fit in okay? Is the piano bench the right height? You could always change the height of that. We have at the piano now a 10-year-old pianist, a fourth grader named Rayanne Lene Rollins. She's from Chihuahua and studies with Carolyn Brett and has for us the two movements of the Beethoven Sonatina in G major. So if you're comfortable, Rayanne, go ahead. Two movements of Beethoven, Rayanne Lene Rollins, a 10-year-old pianist from Chihuahua who studies with Carolyn Brett, playing those two movements of the Sonatina in G major. We have a couple singers coming along, both from Moses Lake, both students of Debbie Rober there, excuse me, and that the first of whom is Kirsten Hunt, 18-year-old singer. She's, I think, probably just graduating from high school as we speak. Mezzo-soprano has for us a song called There Are Worse Things by Warren Casey.
There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true. But there are worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my eyes, press against them when we dance, make them think they stand a chance, then refuse to see it through. That's a thing I'd never do. I could stay
Kirsten Hunt, 18-year-old singer, studies with Debbie Rober, and Warren Casey's There Are Worse Things, joined by the pianist Evelyn Brown. Let's go right on with Marilyn Lohr, two pianists right here in a row from Moses Lake, and it's a little bit more music theater tradition. Mariah Lohr.
Two singers in a row.
Two singers, what did I say, pianist? Yes. Okay. Two singers in a row, and so another student of Debbie Rober, and she has People from Funny Girl by Julie Stein. This is Mariah Lohr.
I don't know. With them, just let one kid fall down and seven mothers faint. I guess we're both happy, but maybe we ain't. Children needing
Mariah Lohr, also a senior in high school, singing people. She was both of them joined by Evelyn Brown, both of them students of Debbie Rober in Moses Lake. Thank you, you two singers. Thank you for making the trip.